From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. For a second day in a row, demonstrators in Tehran burned tires and clashed with police in protest over the re-election of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. But a far larger crowd, tens of thousands, rallied in central Tehran to celebrate his victory. Election officials in Iran say Ahmadinejad defeated his main rival, Mir Hossein Mousavi, by more than 30 points. But some in Iran say the numbers are fraudulent, and Mousavi, in a written statement, urged his backers to continue their protests. Ahmadinejad downplayed the violence, comparing it to the, quote, passions after a football match. At a news conference earlier today, the Iranian president also dismissed international concern about his country's nuclear program. Here he is speaking through an interpreter.
1 month ago, I announced that I'm prepared for a debate regarding the nuclear issue. We believe it belongs to the past.
Many leaders in the West reacted with disappointment to the news of Ahmadinejad's re-election, but Washington was more cautious. Here's Vice President Joe Biden this morning on NBC's Meet the Press.
We have to accept that for the time being, but there's an awful lot of question about how this election was run, and we'll see.
Biden added that the Iranian nuclear issue remains at the top of the administration's concerns.
Our interests are the same before the election as after the election, and that is we want them to cease and desist from seeking a nuclear weapon and having one in its possession, and secondly, to stop supporting terror.